You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio. The easing of lockdown is really great news, and everybody is really looking forward to and excited about getting back out and about. But it's really thrown up some issues, especially for the blind and partially sighted community and the disabled community in the UK, not least with restaurants and pubs not being allowed to serve inside. Bars and restaurants in towns and city across the UK are using the pavement as their outside space, which is creating a bit of a problem for people with disabilities. Joining me today to discuss this is Katie, who is from Transport for All. Thank you so much for joining me. So what's been happening then? What's been happening with disabled people and blind and partially sighted people out on the streets not being able to get around?
So, well, as you've mentioned, because of the lockdown restrictions, meaning that currently until May the 17th, you can't go inside for restaurants or pubs or bars or cafes, but you can sit outside. But obviously in a very kind of packed city like London, not many businesses have outdoor seating, have a beer garden. So businesses have been getting licenses to put their chairs and tables outside of their business on the pavement. So Westminster City Council, for example, in the last financial year, granted 900 new licenses to businesses within the borough to provide outdoor seating. And what this means for disabled pedestrians is that there is now kind of more street clutter because there are chairs and tables kind of on the pavement. So I'm a wheelchair user. So what this means for me is when I'm kind of going down the pavement, it's just another obstacle for me to navigate. Obviously, for blind and visually impaired people, there is not often kind of a way to know that you're about to come up to this hazard. It's not always very well kind of signposted. You know, there's no tactile signage to let you know that this kind of hazard is coming up. So it's obviously throwing up a lot of problems. I think the issue is really exacerbated by the existing inaccessibility of the street space. This will be so familiar to all of your listeners. It is really difficult navigating around lots of areas of London. There are so many problems with the street space, you know, the lack of drop curbs, uneven pavements, tree roots and cobbles, and street clutter, you know, bins and signs and bollards and so all of these things that are kind of take up space on the pavement, dockless bikes and e-scooters is another new one as well. So, you know, the context is already quite difficult to navigate street space and outdoor tables are kind of adding to that. Now, I completely, fully support the hospitality sector that's had a really, obviously, really rough time of it in the last over a year. And, you know, it's really important for business for them to be able to continue trading, to be able to provide outdoor seating. But it's just the way in which this is done, which I think is presenting a problem and something that we need to work on.
Mm-hmm. We know it needs to be there, and things like bins need to be there. We just need to know that they're there, and that needs to be accessible for everybody to be able to move around in a safe way.
Absolutely, and it's about the placement on the pavements as well. You know, ensuring that things are tucked away to the side. There's a wide enough space to pass freely without bumping into something, without tripping over something, without kind of having to move things out of the way. You know, it is a real shame, I think, in the last year that we've had of people not traveling as much. It's certainly less cars on the roads at the height of lockdown. There was such an opportunity, I think, for councils to do this maintenance work of putting in more drop curbs. We saw a lot of COVID sort of interventions into the street space, like the pavements were widened. And that was done very quickly and seemingly quite easily. So it's a shame that at the same time, that opportunity wasn't taken to put more drop curbs in to the street space in terms of accessibility. And yeah, this is adding to it.
So what can we do about it then? We've said that we've missed this opportunity and we had the time and the space there to do it. What can we do about it now? Is the things that we should be, you know, MPs we should be emailing, organisations we should be supporting? What can we do about it?
I think it is about putting the pressure on and keeping the pressure on councils, which allocate the maintenance you know, budgets and maintain their streets. It's a council issue. Councils also grant licenses to businesses as well to put their chairs and tables outside. So I think it is a council issue. So to use Westminster as an example, those are the kind of people to speak to about putting in drop curbs and to raise concerns about the sorts of licenses being given out to businesses. There are several ways that we can tackle this as individuals. First of all, it's about, you know, kind of public awareness, speaking about the issues that affect you, and taking note of them as well. You know, whenever you kind of come across a particular situation that is inaccessible to you, whether that be on your daily kind of walk or commute, or, you know, a way that you go and you discover that there is a lack of drop curbs or something blocking the pavement, or whatever barrier that you come up against that you face, it'd be great to kind of document that if in any way that you're able to. Photograph evidence is really useful. Making a note of where this is, you know, the names of the roads, if it's a junction, both of those roads, whereabouts on the pavement it is. And, you know, using this as evidence to really kind of make a case for change. There are also some apps that you can use. There's an app called Fix My Streets, which is a way of reporting problems with the streets infrastructure. There you can certainly report drop curbs, I think, on there, or emailing your local councillors for the particular area that you're in. You can also contact us. So Transport for All is a pan impairment organisation. We're a disabled persons organisation, and we represent the kind of access needs of all disabled people. So not just, you know, people like me, wheelchair users, but also blind and visually impaired people. So pan impairment, and we campaign for accessible public transport systems and street design.
How can we get involved? What's the website address? How do we get involved in the membership schemes?
The website address is transportforall.org.uk, and that will lead you to our homepage, you can click on get involved, and you can choose either to sign up as a member or a supporter is just to kind of get our newsletter, but membership is a bit more involved, but both is free, so you can choose whatever you'd like to do that. But if you'd prefer to sign up via phoning us, so yeah, you can give us a call. Again, we are opening up our phone line from next week onwards. And you can give us a call on 020-7737-2339.
That's great. Thank you, Katie, for joining us here today on R&IB Connect Radio.